Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your email?
I don't have email. I just talked to a girl. And I've been with people for I don't know how many years. I've been taking the fish oil a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I fell and I had to move from my house into an apartment because I'm in a wheelchair now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And
man.
She told me that she could not mail me the fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why not? I got it last month. And she said, you have to have an email now, which I don't understand. But she said, you can do a one-time where you'll have to call in every month, which I didn't like, but I said, okay, fine, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
When she added, I told her, I'll get to, you know, so I can call every other month. And anyway, I've been paying $34.96 for one a month. And I see here that I had no shipping on that. Now, because I got two, apparently I've got this exorbitant shipping because she told me the total was 85 something. And I'm questioning that since I've been a customer for such a long time. To be treated this way.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So regarding this information, let's see, miss. What's your name and address for me, please?
Now it's Darlene, D-A-R-L-I-N-E, Huffman, 3460 R Street, apartment 127. I changed the address, I think, like either a month or 2 months ago.
Okay, let's
I can
see.
Give
Thank
you,
you.
I can, excuse me, if, mm-hmm. do you need the old address?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead with it.
Let's see. Is it 3237? I believe Juno Court, and it's Merced, California, 95348.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you. So, yes, I located your account with the Omega-3 Ultra Pure Supplement. Now, looking at the information on your account, because I do see you spoke to someone recently, and yes, ma'am, due to the new updated information on the account, and yes, we cannot. You have to have an email for recurrent billing. But yes,
okay,
you can.
I understood all that and I agreed to it. What I'm questioning is why are you charging me this terrible fee for shipping when I had no fee before?
Unfortunately, for shipping, that just comes with the California state, miss. That's automatically added to the order.
I have a California statement here with no shipping on it in my hand right now.
Okay, because I do see where she placed an order for you today. So I do see the total for the product was $79.90. So you have an issue with that was taxes, man, for $5.79. There was no shipping on it. That was just for the state tax.
Well, the tax on one was $2.24. What is it on two?
This state tax is $5.79, ma'am.
Pardon?
$5.79.
And that brings it up to 85.
69,
what
yes, ma'am.
What is bringing it up to $85?
That's the taxes, ma'am. is California state tax is 77.25%, which is $5.79 equals to $85.69. That's the taxes. It's free shipping and handling, ma'am. I apologize if I didn't explain that before.
Well, how come my statement from April 22 has the tax, total tax on this statement is 224?
Regarding 224, ma'am?
Yes, that's what's on this statement. Total tax, 224, brings the total amount to 3420. That's what I was paying before.
That is correct, ma'am. But that was when you had a recurring billing, ma'am. And also, correction, that wasn't for taxes, ma'am. That was for... I see what you're speaking, because I do see... Yes, ma'am, I see what you're saying. I show the tax. The taxes was different on that one. I can ask my supervisor why. Give me one moment. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I'm still waiting for their assistance. Bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. I apologize about the request, ma'am. I'm still waiting for someone's assistance. Bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. I apologize about the wait, miss. I'm still waiting for their response. Bear with me one moment. So I apologize about the question. I'm still waiting for their response. If I sound like I'm repeating myself, every 30 seconds we have to come back and let the customer know we're still here. Okay, ma'am?
Sure.
I apologize about the request, but I'm still waiting for their assistance. They're looking into the information.
Is that a manager that you're waiting to talk to?
Correct.
I'd like to talk to the manager, too.
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me see if someone's available. Okay, give me one moment as we locate it. They're still trying to locate someone you'll be able to speak with. Bear with me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So we located someone you'll be able to speak with, and please remain on hold while I place you over. Wait,
thank
I'm sorry, ma'am. Give me – the agent wasn't available. They're trying to locate someone else they'll be able to speak with. Just give me one moment. Yes, ma'am. So at this point, ma'am, we don't have no one you be able to speak to regarding the supervisor. So
what am
regarding
I
this information,
to run around?
I apologize, ma'am. But she did state regarding the taxes information. Now, the California state tax, ma'am, it was because you placed a recurrent order, which it was for that lowered the price down for it because it was on a recurrent billing. When you place a one-time order, ma'am, the price went up for the for that product. That's what made the taxes go up. Well, it's two different prices, ma'am.
For someone that's been with their company as long as I've been, and a senior on a fixed income, I feel
yes,
like
ma'am, but you ordered on two different accounts,
congressman,
ma'am,
and telling him what's going on. It's not right. It should not have gone up. It should have stayed the same.
Unfortunately, can I stay the same, ma'am? When one was on a recurrent billing and one is a one-time order, those are two different prices. But we don't choose the taxes, ma'am. That changes automatically apply from the state, ma'am.
Yes, but you're changing my account because I don't have email.
Correct.
And
unfortunately, you have to have an email for a subscription, ma'am. That is the policy now, miss. That's why she placed you a one-time order, ma'am. And unfortunately, that price did go up for that product, ma'am. That's what made the taxes go up. But we cannot change the taxes on the account, miss. I apologize. But you're more than welcome to create an email, ma'am. And in the future, we can place an order for you for that discount.
I don't have access to it. I can't.
I apologize, ma'am. That would be the only way, miss. And we cannot change the taxes on it, ma'am.
So if I put it through my daughter's house on her email, it would be cheaper, is what you're telling me.
If you want to ship it to her house, yes, ma'am, it would be cheaper. Uh-huh. Yes, if you want to put it on a recurrent, yes, it would be cheaper. It will go back down to the $34.20, ma'am.
Okay, I'll talk to my daughter about that then, and maybe next time I'll have to do that. Okay, thank you.
Of course, ma'am. You're welcome. Anything else?
No.
All right, there's nothing else. Thank you for calling on Max Up. You have a good evening.